Hey, what's up, guys? And today we're going to be reading Chapter 6 of I Am Princess X by Cherry Priest. I know that I haven't been uploading this type of episode, these types of episodes, for a very long time, and yeah. So let's just get right to it. Patrick Linderhobbs had a problem. Several problems, really, but the worst problem was this. His parents believed that come fall semester, he was heading off to a dormitory on the University of Washington campus. They also thought that this impending relocation and 4 years of higher learning were entirely covered by a scholarship. Neither one of these things was true. Indeed, he'd earned a full-ride scholarship to the state university. It had been formally presented to him at graduation just a few weeks previously. His parents had smiled and snapped photos with their phones, while the high school principal shook his hand and offered him a fancy envelope with the scholarship details inside. Everyone was delighted, and no one was surprised. Patrick had earned that scholarship. His grades were superlative and his test scores nearly perfect, and his coding skills were top-notch. He'd earned the endorsement of his computer science teacher across the board, and he'd even won a prestigious national contest for his web development prowess. As the president of the computer club proudly proclaimed, Patrick could MacGyver together a kick-butt site with nothing but a free WordPress template and a carton of Red Bull. But a lot can change in a few weeks. A lot did change. For one thing, Patrick's girlfriend dumped him the day after graduation. She did it with a text message. Reading in its entirety, not coming to VCVR. Going out with Mike now. Sorry. In somewhat longer form, with Samantha, what Samantha meant was that she wouldn't be joining Patrick on his family vacation to Vancouver due to the fact that she was now dating Michael Hannigan, who was really tall. Okay, fine. But lots of people were tall. And this particular tall guy was so stupid that he had 3 separate school-sponsored tutors to help him keep his grades above water. Michael Hannigan got such treatment because he was important to the football team. If he could pass with a C average, he'd become important to some university's sports program somewhere. And maybe, eventually, he'd make it to the NFL and earn a few million dollars a year for throwing a ball around and sustaining head injuries. That's what happened to tall, dumb guys. Or that's what it looked like to Patrick. Patrick was not tall, and he was not dumb. He'd heard plenty of gossip that the security for public school record systems was total garbage, and a little long distance poking at the firewall confirmed it for him. He slipped into the system, found the final grade reports for the junior class, and saw to it that one Samantha Elizabeth Peters lost a handful of percentage points on a couple of key finals. It wasn't like he failed her out of school or anything. She just made sure she was assigned a couple of summer sessions for makeup. All he did was try to get her a better education. It was practically charity work. However, the school's head of IT wasn't quite the idiot Patrick had hoped. And when she realized that the firewall had been breached, it took her less than an hour to guess the culprit. It took her less than a day to prove the culprit, and about half that time to crack the culprit down. Track the culprit down. It took the Seattle Police Department 5 minutes to decide that charges weren't worth pursuing. But it took the University of Washington only an hour longer to decide they didn't need Patrick Hobbs in their STEM program that badly after all. Sorry if my voice seems shaky. Something's weird with it today. I don't know. Somehow he managed to keep all of this information away from his mom and her boyfriend, with whom he lived at present. Luckily, both of them worked a lot. His mom was the manager of an Italian restaurant in the neighborhood, and her boyfriend repaired coffee roasting equipment and coffee making machines. So, in the Pacific Northwest, he was always high in demand. Patrick had just turned 18. It wasn't as if the authorities had any obligation to rat on him. All he had to do was get the mail and answer the apartment's old-fashioned landline if he wanted his secret kept. So, by hook and crook, by treachery and outright lies, he successfully had his mother and her boyfriend convinced that all was well, and he'd be moving into a dormitory or frat house come September. Which meant he had about 8 weeks to pull something amazing out of his butt. His butt was not being terribly helpful. He had the idea of offering IT services, tech support, and that kind of thing. So he made up some flyers and posted them around, and he'd actually earned a few bucks that way. Almost $1,000, in fact. It turned out people would pay just about anything to have viruses exterminated. Along with the sketchy files that brought them on board in the first place. Especially when people didn't want their spouses or friends to find out about those files. Still, it wasn't enough. Even if he kept that pace up all summer, another $2,000 would barely get him in the door of even the crappiest university. Even if he got a full-time job and did tech support on the side and ate nothing but ramen noodles and didn't buy any new video games until he was 30, his summer earnings wouldn't cover an entry fee, much less a tuition. So, Patrick Hobbs spent a lot of time thinking about money and how to get it. He also spent a lot of time on the internet entering contests, asking for recommendations and suggestions, and figuring out the hard way that the University of Washington's firewalls was about a million times better than his high school's had ever been. The clock was ticking, and he was starting to sweat. But then the phone rang. Guys, I think I figured out the problem with my voice. my mouth is dry, and I might be a little thirsty. I don't know. Maybe that's it, maybe that isn't. But anyways, that was chapter 6 of I Am Princess X by... That was chapter 6 of I Am Princess X by Cherry Priest. And, it was a short chapter, so I don't know, maybe I might do chapter 7 sometime today. But it looks like that's a short one, too. But it has that comic section, so... I don't know. Yeah. So I'm just gonna go get a glass of water. And I'll see you guys in the next episode, which might be posted later today. And I've got a few minor bloopers. I say minor because they're not really that funny. It's just me messing up a couple times. That'll be right after this. So bye! Hi guys, so for this episode I'm gonna be reading a book that, well, it's part of the series that I have yet to finish. The I Am Princess X episode, like something. I'll just include this in the bloopers. Alrighty, here we go. Chapter 6, I Am Princess X by Cherry Priest. Patrick Leander Hobbs had a problem. Several problems, really, but the worst problem was this. His parents believed that come fall semester, he was heading off to a dormitory on the University of Washington campus. They also thought that this impending relocation and 4 years of higher learning were entirely covered by a scholarship. Neither one of these things was true. Indeed, he'd earned a full-ride scholarship to the state university. It had been formally presented to him at graduation, just a few weeks previously. His parents had smiled and snapped photos with their phones. Not well. This is going to be another blooper. Patrick Leander Hobbs had a problem. Several problems, really, but the worst problem was this. His parents believed that come fall semester he was heading off to a dormitory on the University of Washington campus. They also thought that this impending relocation and 4 years of higher learning were entirely covered by a scholarship. Neither one of these things was true. Indeed, he'd earned a full-ride scholarship to the state university. It had been formally presented to him at graduation, just a few weeks previously. His parents had smiled and snapped photos with their phones while the high school principal shook his hand and offered him a fancy envelope with the scholarship details inside. Everyone was delighted, and no one was surprised. Patrick had earned that scholarship. His grades were superlative. His test scores nearly perfect, and his coding skills top-notch. He'd earned the endorsement of his computer science teacher across the board. And he'd even won a prestigious national contest for his web development prowess. As the president of the community...